The problem comes when you try to use one for something that's more expensive than the balance on the card. It'll just be rejected. So you have to know the balance on the card and use no more than that, then make up the balance with another card. Consumer advocate Edward Dworsky says online purchases can be even more difficult.
Typically, you don't see two separate fields. I'd like to charge X amount on this and then Y amount on that.
Dworsky says the onus is on you.
Well, you have to remember the running balance on the card. You can either find that out online and there'll be an internet address on the back of the card, or there'll be an 800 number. So before you go to the store, check to see how much is left on the card. Put a little sticky note or something on there so you know. And that's the amount you may have to tell the checkout person you want to charge on it.
Store cards are typically less complicated. Lana Jones, WBZ News Radio 1030.